Good morning, Bob. Get started with Matt.
Hi, Bob. I guess I'll jump Manola's question and ask if you have pitching plans for
Yeah,
tomorrow.
I'll give you 4 days worth of starters. How's that? Jeffries tomorrow, then Holmes, then Dungy, then Irvin.
Is the plan still for all four of those games to be 7 innings?
Correct.
Manolo.
Hello, Bob. Good morning.
Good morning.
One of the good things about, many good things of Marcana is that he has the ability to play all over the place, and that gives him a lot more at bats. Now that the roster has changed a little bit, you have a left-handed DH, and Grossman is not there. You see any changes for Canha in that particular situation? He's going to play more in those two positions, maybe?
Definitely more, probably some more left field, yeah. And he'll play left field tomorrow. But yeah, I mean, hopefully we get into a point where we're rotating the DH spot a little bit. If Olson does get a day off against a left-handed pitcher, then Canha can certainly play first. Laureano gets a day off center, that's Canha. He's gonna play some right as well. So those positions don't change for him. They'll probably be more left field for him than we've seen in the past.
Yes, the other day, at the beginning of the week, you were talking about Sean Murphy, that it's good news that he was around and started doing some stuff. What are some of the things he's allowed to do these days?
He can catch. I think we're doing more machine stuff with him, not throwing really much yet. And then doing a bunch of conditioning and so forth and in the weight room to keep his legs and everything else kind of up to speed.
Martin.
Hey Bob, we talked to Tyler Soderstrom earlier, and he talked about obviously wanting to leave a good first impression in his first big league camp. What have been kind of your just impressions, I guess, of seeing him early on here? And I know he mentioned, that he was aware of kind of the defense that he needed to improve coming in. And what have you seen, just kind of him working with Marcus Jensen and the other catchers in camp?
Well, he can really hit. There's no doubt about that. I mean, he's way beyond his years as far as the development of a hitter. And when we talk about developing as a catcher, what is he, 18, 19? He's got some time. But everything that I've asked him to do and my dialogue with him, he takes it and he runs with it and he sticks with it and he's disciplined with it. So he doesn't seem to be a kid that seems to be really nervous about anything. I know when I he just seems very comfortable around me for with a younger guy. Sometimes, the manager, wherever you are, that can you can see a little bit of nervousness, but there's none from him, which means he has a ton of confidence. So we picked him where we picked him for a reason. The fact that he's, Northern California guy too, obviously, benefits him in understanding and knowing the organization and so forth. So he's, it's he's beyond his years and how he handles things, and he's gonna have a nice big league career.
Matt.
Just what's going to be the balance this spring with playing this and also evaluating players that you need to evaluate?
I missed the middle portion of that. Say that again.
Sorry, just with the 7-inning games early in spring, how are you guys going to strike that balance between making sure that you're having enough pitching to cover, but also evaluating guys that you want to see in game action?
Yeah, we have a lot of pitching. I think other organizations, they're we could cover 9 innings some of these games, no problem. So I think it's all about kind of slowing down, the starters from last year. We'll also kind of break our relievers in a little bit later. So I guess that's what it's all about. And then as far as breaking down with the position players, it'll probably be more 4 innings and then 3 innings for the second group. We want to at least try to get 2 at-bats. Certain guys like to play a little bit longer. Other guys, early on, we're not trying to rush things. So it's going to be a little different. I think the spring training games tend to be a little bit longer sometimes, and maybe this will speed things up some as far as seven innings, you would hope. But, you know, I was a little surprised, you know, kind of to hear that, you know, most teams want to do seven innings and they even talk it down to five. I think there's a game on the first, I've heard there's a game that may be a five inning game on the first game of spring. So, you know, maybe we just brought a lot more pitchers to camp here.
Are you going to look for situations where you might, I guess it'll depend on how long an inning is going, but I guess you can stop it after 20 pitches. If you,
right.
Necessary. Is that something you'll consider?
Man, I would hate to roll an inning with bases loaded and two outs or something like that. It doesn't seem like it's in the spirit of a game, especially when you have fans in the stands that are there to attend a game and root for their team. You have the ability to go ahead and bring another reliever in, and if you want to bring the pitcher who was at 20 pitches or more the inning before back out. I'm hoping we get that's the way we would do it. Like I said, I would have a hard time rolling an inning.
Manolo.
Hey, well, you already told us a long time ago that you were going to play those four first games, seven innings, and have read from other teams that they have an idea what they're going to do in the first few games. How early you guys map out those, how many innings you're going to play? Because I understand it has to be an agreement between both managers.
Right, and I think that the team that wants to play fewer innings is always going to rule the day. You know, because we're not going to say, no, we want to play nine, or no, we don't. We want to play more innings at when other teams only have so much pitching. So my guess is that's how it'll play out. And you'll, you know, so I've talked to all the managers in the first four games and then probably a couple of days before. We'll talk to others. And as you go deeper into spring, things could change from day to day. I mean, you might go through a ton of pitching on one day, or you might, you know, have an injury, or you might want to stay away from somebody. So it's you know, it's going to be a day-to-day proposition.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.